Final Two, the brave decision by a hero to head off a quest for the sacred tree.
After this strange disappearance, little by little, the tiny foot stars begin to run low, while relations between the peoples of the forest started to become difficult. Our heroes wandered far and wide in the countryside they no longer recognized as their own. Faced with such a disaster, the village chief of Mushroom Mound decided to call a meeting for all the tinies to attend. In a very serious voice, he announced,
"My friends, the situation facing us is now very serious. We must take action to save the forest, force the famine, and find the sacred tree."
"But what can we do? Who can have stolen it?"
asked the tinies. The courageous Wemong then stepped forward and declared,
"I volunteer to go in search of the sacred tree. I will ask the animals of the forest to help me."
"I will come with you,"
said Kamsun. So the village chief said in the somber voice,
"You are both so brave. The life of the forest now depends on you. Here's some food for the trip. Take care."
Then, turning to his people, he said,
"Please go back home on prairie from Rimong and Kamsun."
"Three cheers for Rimong and Kamsun! Hip hip hip!
Hooray!
Hip hip hip!
Hooray!
Hip hip hip!
Hooray!"
cried the tinies. Ivar returned home. Wemong and Kamsun begin to head off down the path away from the village when suddenly they heard a voice that said,
"Don't be discouraged. Always head higher and follow the path on the right."
"Thank you for the advice, but who are you?"
asked Wemong.
"I am the spirit of one of your ancestors, brave Rimong. Now listen carefully to these words. Under your feet, you will find what you seek. Blue petals will heal the sick. Sometimes thorns and thistles can be nourishing. And remember, you will always need the thing which is difficult to find and easy to lose."
"Thank you so much. We will not forget your precious advice,
said Wemong and Kamsun, bowing to the spirit, and the spirit vanished into the air.